I'd like Mark to open up with a prayer.
Father Yahweh, on this day after Thanksgiving and throughout this Thanksgiving weekend, we are here to give your thanks as Bill gives your word on that topic. We know that our nation was founded by a group of people who were thankful to have a place to worship you freely. We are so thrilled that we can worship you freely, whereas other people in other countries and other situations don't have that privilege. And we know that many are martyred every day in your name because they don't have the privilege of worshiping you freely. And we're thankful for that ability. And we ask that we can use this privilege and to learn your word, to study Yeshua and your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit, and with the power of your Holy Spirit, go out and spread that word in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Mark mentioned martyrs. And whenever we think about martyrs, we think about somebody who died. And hopefully, if you're a martyr to the Lord, that's a wonderful thing. And the word martyr actually means witness. It comes from a Greek word, witness. So, we can all be martyrs. And hopefully we will be. Hopefully that's one of the things that we're striving for. And this evening, in talking about martyrs and witnessing and expressing our thanks, our thankfulness, I want to talk about unexpressed gratitude. In other words, unexpressed thankfulness. It's easy, you know, for us to actually feel blessed after somebody does something wonderful for us. We all go through that. We all go through, we have gifts from somebody. We have somebody that does something wonderful for us, buys something for us, or helps us with our health situation or with our whatever kind of situation, problem that we might have. But how many times do we think about the thankfulness and the gratitude that we owe the Lord? Now, that should be an easy thing for us. That should be a primary thing, and it is in the Word, and we're going to look at it, and we're going to see exactly how we're supposed to handle these kinds of things. And what my hope and prayer here is that we become able, each one of us becomes able to express that gratitude, firstly, to Yahweh and Yeshua, but then to the folks that we have association with, whether it be our father, whether it be an uncle, whether it be a benefactor, whether it be a friend, doesn't make any difference. But in a lot of cases, people just forget how to be thankful. Now, we just experienced a wonderful holiday. It's one of my favorite holidays of all, Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving Day, I mean, it hits it right on the head. I mean, there are so many things. And we can start out with, you know, the fact that Mark mentioned we are born, we live in a country that has our freedom of expression is primary. And sometimes you see the weirdest kinds of expression. Well, you know, just recently you look around on the street corners and you see these guys standing out there with these signs. And I'm not saying that they're thanking anybody for the ability to stand out there and to express whatever they want to. But my goodness, sometimes we are so reticent. In other words, we are so shy, or I don't know what another word might be. We're almost too blessed. I think sometimes in this country that we are overly blessed, and we just don't express the thankfulness and the gratitude that we enjoy. And of course, where did it all begin? Where did it all come from? So we want to start from the top, and then we can spread it out. We want to make sure that each and every day, and I'm going to show you in the Word, that this kind of an expression, an enthusiastic expression, something that is true, coming from your heart, that is mandated. It's something that should be flowing out of our hearts and minds and mouth every day. So let me just start here. I've got a little thing that talks about unexpressed gratitude. And we know what it is. We know what gratitude is. And how and what happens. It gives us a sense of thankfulness and happiness, but do we normally, on an everyday basis, do we express that feeling to, in your case, your mama? You know, in my case, to my wife. And, of course, the first thing that we'll talk about is the expression to our Lord and Savior. But are we into it? Do we understand the fact that we're so darn blessed, even though each one of us has many problems. We have problems coming up our ears, each one of us. But if we get bogged down thinking about all these things, we just fail. We fail to express our gratitude. And some of these prayer requests that I was looking at here, you know, a lot of them are health-related, a lot of them, but most of them, you know, are relational. They have something to do with our relationships. And that's a real critical thing in our life. Each one of us knows that certain relationships that we've had have fallen apart. And that it really devastates, it can devastate a person. And it can really get us off our path, off the path that the Lord wants us to be following. And most of these things are caused, most of these prayer requests here are related to the enemy's intervention. And it's related to Satan getting under your skin, doing one thing or another. And we got older people, we got younger people, we got middle-aged people. It doesn't make any difference who you are. Satan's going to attack you. Satan's going to be working on you in every kind of a situation that you can imagine. But we know the good news. That's the bad news. We know the good news. I don't even have to tell you about the good news. We know what the good news is. The good news is the gospel. The good news is the fact that the Bible, and we talked about it several little conversations, the Bible is an instruction book. The Bible is a library, isn't it? It's 66 books. It covers every subject and every situation that any of us would ever have any kind of dealings with, about. So if we have a problem, we've got to get right. We've got to immediately get to the source. Jen says, yeah, Satan's attacking. Her brother needs to get back in fellowship. And there's no question about it. Each one of us needs that. And that's why fellowship is so important. That's why I love these meetings. And you can get fellowship in a lot of different places. But the problem is, who's in charge? When I say who's in charge, who are we looking to for the authority? They have all these clubs and all these types of associations and groups of self-help and all this kind of business. And let me tell you, the majority of them are on the wrong, they're on the wrong path because they don't acknowledge the Lord. AA is one of the better ones we know. That's the one that is spiritual and really means something and really can make a change in somebody's life. So that being said, I'm gonna just start out here. The main reason for saying thanks is to let the giver of a gift or whatever kind of situation it might be, we want to let the giver know how much you appreciate something. I don't know if this author, G.B. Stern, I don't recognize that author, but I'll give her credit, once said, silent gratitude isn't much use to anybody. Silent gratitude. And then this lady talks about her son. When he was young, he sometimes needed to be reminded that avoiding eye contact and looking down at his feet and mumbling some kind of an unintelligible word was not acceptable. So sometimes we have to learn some of these things. Some of these things we learn, and we have to be reminded that we have to do something different. We have to change our way a little bit. Now, I can tell you primarily that our Lord desires fellowship. He desires our thankfulness. He desires our meditation and our prayer. He wants us to associate with fellow Christians, like-minded. He wants us to stay on the guideline or the, I forget what the line is called when an airplane comes in and some kind of a line that they have to follow, you know. Otherwise, if they don't follow this line from the transmitter, they go off to the right or they go off to the left and they crash. Glide path. That's the idea. And we have to think about the same thing. We have to remember our path, our glide path, and the path that we are to follow and how to stay on that path and how to stay energized, how to stay plugged in. This lady says, after many years of marriage, my husband and I are still learning that it is important for us to express our gratitude to each other. When one of us feels appreciative, we try to verbalize it, even if we've said it many times before the same way. Feeling gratitude is, and not expressing it is like wrapping a present up and then not giving it. Hiding it somewhere, nobody gets it. So, I want you to look at, I'm going to give everybody some scripture here. And we want to talk about what we owe the Lord. What kind of gratitude we are talking about when we think about the amazing gift of salvation. And Romans 6:23, Miranda. Romans 6:23. Leah, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Brother John, Psalms 139. Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, we talked about, I was thinking about, sometimes we have to be retrained. Sometimes we have to change our ways. Sometimes we have to change our habits. Our habits can get us in a world of trouble. Bad habits usually are easier to acquire than good habits are. There's probably more bad habits. I know I've had more bad habits in my life than good habits, so I know how that is. But Jen, I want to talk about that in how we develop an... Oh, okay, she's going, okay. She gets back. Porphy, mm-hmm. Would you look up Numbers, the book of Numbers, mm-hmm. in the Old Testament, 11... starting with verse 4 through 6. Okay. And then also write this down. There's another one in Numbers. Chapter 31 in Numbers. And verses 48 through 50. Okay. Mark, would you look up Psalm 106, verse 1.
What was that again? Psalm
36?
106. Psalm 106, verse 1, yeah.
Verse 1. Okay.
And also, I'll read Psalms 138 because we want to talk about these kinds of things. I'm going to look up one. Go ahead, let's get this other thing over, taken care of. What did you find there?
On Romans 6:23, I found, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of Yahweh is eternal life, in the Messiah, Yeshua, our Master.
All right. So that's the first thing. We all know that, but we want to be reminded. We know it's in the Word. We know these kinds of things are not just something that we're just taken out of context, or something that we read in from some philosopher. These things that we're looking at were all inspired by God, and they were given to a man to write. Jen, would you look up Psalm 138, and the verses are 1 through 3. Leah, what did you have there with 2
Corinthians 9?
2
Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be to Yahweh for his unspeakable gift.
Thanks be to Yahweh for his unspeakable gift. That's right. Unspeakable. Well, wait a minute. It's not unspeakable. We're just talking about that. Mm-hmm. We've got to speak about it. And that's what we're talking about as far as witnesses and being a martyr. People are going to persecute us. People are going to look down on us a lot of times. People are going to attack us. People are going to say, get out of my life. Don't bother me. Don't talk to me about that and that kind of thing. So, we're not going to press ourselves on anybody. But we are going to be ready. We're going to have an answer when somebody asks a question. Somebody says, well, I don't know about that. What about that? What can you tell me about that? What a wonderful open door when somebody comes up with a statement like that. It just gives us an opportunity to just show how much we love the Lord. Did you find that psalm there, brother? 139, was it?
139?
Yes. Verse 14.
Yes.
What does that say?
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Praise God. Every one of us are wonderfully made. We're all different. We're all, and that's a, and that was by design. He made us different so we can be, we have different talents and different gifts, and we are going to be available for different people and in for different kind of situations. Borfi, what did you find in Numbers there? We're talking about, how do we develop this attitude of thankfulness?
Okay. And the rabble who were among them had greedy desires, and also the sons of Israel wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our appetite is gone. There is nothing at all to look at except this manna.
That's right, manna. Manna. Manna.
And then in
and then Numbers, yeah, the 31. Chapter 31. Yeah. You know, the Israelites, weren't they always complaining? Aren't we sometimes complaining? Boy, I hear everybody I talk to. It's not a Christian anyways, especially those that are not Christians. I got a neighbor that just complains every time. I hate to talk to the guy because he's so full of complaints. And I'm thinking, here this guy, I mean, all I can see is all his blessings, you know. And I tell him, I said, oh my God, you have so many blessings you can't count them. Well, I worked for him. You know, they didn't come easy, and there's a kind of attitude that you're going to run into. What do you got there, brother? 139:14. Did you read that for me? Read it again.
Yeah, again.
Read that again. I
will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
My soul, and I will praise thee. So let us praise him. Praise him day and night. Praise him day and night. Mark, did I give you one?
I've got Psalms 106.
Yeah.
Verse 1.
Yeah, what does that say?
From the New English Translation, it says, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures.
There you go. These are reasons. These are strong reasons. These are the reasons that, I mean, they're just, they're non-debatable. I mean, they're just, they cry out. What have you got, Jen? 138 in all our areas of life. 138, 1 through 3, what does it say there?
I'm going to read the Living Bible.
Yeah, sure.
Lord, with all my heart, I thank you. I will sing your praises before the armies of angels. I face your temple as I worship, giving thanks to you for all your loving kindness and your faithfulness. For your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. And I pray you answer me and encourage me by giving me the strength I need.
Beautiful. Isn't it beautiful? I mean, these things are so beautiful. This kind of praise should be a continuous part of our life. Look up 1 Corinthians 16, starting with chapter, that's the chapter 16, starting with verse 4, and we'll see how far that whole chapter is full of. Leah, Psalm 92, 1 through verse 1 and 2. Brother John LeBlue, Hebrews, way in the back there, Hebrews 13. Verse 15 and 16. And Jen, would you look up Ephesians chapter 2? starting with verse 8 and 10. We're going to see what it takes to move us. What is it actually going to take to move us into action, to really get serious about this kind of gratitude, thankfulness, and praise? And Brother Mark, when we think about thanking other people, not just the Lord, would you read Acts 3, starting with verse 7 through 10? And I want to look up 1 Thessalonians, which has got some good things about that as well. Go ahead, Miranda. What do you got there, sister?
I got, and if it... Oh, I can't talk. And if it will be worthy for me to go also, they shall go with me.
Wait a minute. Would you read that again? I'm trying to...
1 Corinthians 16:4-2.
Yeah, keep going. Okay. Keep going. Yeah, I've got... There's so much there in 1 Corinthians. Yeah. That's just part of it. That's just the beginning of it.
But I will come to you when I shall have passed through Macedonia, for I passed through Macedonia. But with you it may be that I shall remain, or even winter, that you may set me forward on my journey wherever I go.
Uh-huh.
For I do not wish to see you now by the way, for I hope to see you a while with you.
Keep going.
If Yahweh permits. But I will stay at
Ephesus
until Pentecost.
Pentecost.
For a great door and effectual has been opened to me, and there now are many adversaries.
Adversaries are enemies, yeah. Okay, what's the next verse?
Oh, 10. Now if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without fear, for he works the work of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but set him forward on this journey in peace, that he may come to me. For I expect him with the brethren. But as touching Apollos, the brother, I entreated him much to come to you with the brethren, and it was not at all his will to come now. But he will come when he shall have opportunity.
Okay. What we're talking about here is all of these are, this is Paul talking, of course, and he's talking about all his fellow workers. Now, we are all fellow workers. And so, we can be prepared. We have the word here. We have fellowship, and we're learning how to work together. And what? And we're learning what we're supposed to be doing. The Lord has got a job for each one of us. Go ahead, Leah. What do you have there with... Psalm 92, is it?
Yeah, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good thing to give thanks to Yahweh and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night.
Okay, that goes back to all the time. We should pray unceasingly. And Hebrews, did you find Hebrews 13 there, brother?
I did.
15 and 16, what do you find fit with Hebrews 13.
Right, I'm going to read this, and I feel like there's some explanation here, so I'd like to hear from other Bible what it says. I'll read it here.
Yeah, okay.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of your lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
Well, That's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, the sacrifices is what...
Okay, all right. Sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise. What do you got, Mark?
Let me try it from the New
What do you
English.
Got a different...
This is the New English translation.
Okay, maybe it'll help.
Hebrews 13, 15, and 16. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, acknowledging his name. And do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for God is pleased with such sacrifices.
Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, it basically saying the same.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
The same thing.
We've got the same words.
What I didn't quite get the concept of sacrifice of praise. Why should praise be a sacrifice?
Because it's an offering. To him.
It's just
as Bill was saying, you know, if that gratitude isn't expressed, it's of no good. Mm-hmm. So you're offering the gratitude.
You're making it. It's coming out. You know. Yeah. You know. You don't hold it in. Don't hold it in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the idea on that. Exactly. That's good.
So it's a giving up. It's not. Like it costs you anything, and that in the terms of many people would think of sacrifices, I'm having to give something up to do this, but instead it's giving it up as an action, instead of
when we talk about an offering.
You know something? I see this as a release. I see this as a release of something here. Something that we've been holding back, and when we do that, we are released from oppression. You know.
Yeah, sure. That all works together. Yeah, an offering can be of anything. They used to give the ancient folks gave offerings, not in the form of money. They gave them in the form of their harvest.
Huh. Yeah.
Maybe I have an example. If you're having tough times with somebody, and you don't feel like being nice to them because they weren't nice to you or something like that,
right?
And so you see them and you want to go rah, 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 to you know is your first thought is to escalate the negativity of the situation. You can almost think of giving your thankfulness as a sacrifice in that case, because to turn a situation like that around, you have to be the one that says, "Wow, don't you look nice today?" or something like that, mm-hmm. and you're offering that up, and that might be then a sacrifice to you as okay, maybe it's not going to be the easiest thing for you to do, but. In the way that is received then is what is important.
Yeah, it's almost an intangible thing. You know, an offering of the widow. The widow gives her last mite, her last penny. You know, that's something tangible. That's money. But your sacrifice of praise is something internal. It's something that's coming out of your soul, your body, and you are offering it to your Lord, to your Creator, to your Sustainer, to your Provider. You know what I'm saying? And then we offer our offerings expand, and they extend to offering. A sacrifice, maybe giving up something that you have, giving it to some friend of yours, or giving it to somebody that doesn't have anything, or doesn't have whatever you've got. And maybe, you know, it all ties together, if you understand what we're trying to say.
Okay, the meeting, yeah, it's good talking
about it. But it's just not to make us feel good.
The meaning of sacrifice... It is getting bigger to me now. It takes on more meaning.
It's wider.
Expansion of how it ties in.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, the Pharisees were those kind of guys that gave all kinds of money. And they gave this and that. And they made sure everybody understood exactly how much they gave. But why were they doing that? What kind of a motive? I'm talking about the proper motive here. Okay? This is most important.
Right.
It's just not to make us feel good.
Right.
And it doesn't, and it's not to make us look like you're somebody.
Right.
Or somebody big or somebody powerful. And that's the old ego thing that we all know about.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a good question, brother. I'm glad that you understand. Yeah, Porfi.
Like for Thanksgiving, my sister has a neighbor that the sisters didn't invite him or nothing. And he's Gary and him used to hang around together. He's half color, half Spanish.
Yeah.
And his brother is trying to throw him out of the house now. He doesn't have no place to go. He doesn't have anything.
Okay.
So me and my sister went yesterday for Thanksgiving, and we gave him a meal. We walked over there to his house. And
praise God.
He called me. He called my sister. He said he really appreciated what we did. And because his brothers and sisters didn't. And he's alone there, and they didn't go. They didn't invite him or nothing.
So it felt good being thanked then
for
your gesture.
That's true.
Yeah, and I told him, you don't need to thank us. We were doing it because we know that you were there alone. You didn't have nothing nor nothing.
But by the same token, we do.
But he called.
We do want to be his hands and his feet.
And he borrowed a phone to call us.
Yeah.
He went to the name because he doesn't have a phone, and he called us.
That's great.
Sure.
And my sister said, yeah, called her too. And she tries to help him all the time, giving some meals or as their next door neighbors.
That's a gift of hospitality, guys. Right? Yes, Joe.
Yeah, what I see here, you know, in parentheses, on the cross references, it says share. 2 Corinthians 9:12, and 4:18.
Sharing hospitality.
Sharing. So sacrificing to share. I understand really. Really well. See, that ties it in for me. Because, you know, that since being an alcoholic, I don't drink anymore. I have gotten that grace from the Lord to share. I didn't have access to that before. Now I have access to that.
Definitely. And you're doing a good job with it, too. I'll say from watching you operate and I know through that food bank situation and through your meetings, your AA meetings, that you're always there and you're ready to give and to share. And that's the idea. That's what we're all about. That's what we're all about. Jen, what did you find there in Ephesians?
What were the 7 and 8?
Let's see. Ephesians 2, 8 and 10. Okay. 8 through 10. Do you see anything that looks...
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
That's right. We're bringing this back each time. Bringing us back to some reason that we should be thankful. Now we're talking about primarily, you know, Yahweh and Yeshua, but we've got to spread it out. We've got the triangle thing, we got the pyramid, we got the man on top, and then we've got all these folks around us. Yeah, Jen.
There's one thing, a scripture that came to me a few minutes ago, and That is that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people.
Oh, good.
And
good.
If you want magic,
good.
That's magic. If you're in trouble and you're afraid or you're in danger, if you praise God, he's inhabiting your praises. He's right there with you.
That's right.
And so it's a form of protection.
That's
to
really
praise
good.
Him.
That's really good.
Because he inhabits the praises of his people. It also, I've read, although I don't know what the scriptural basis is, that when angels are doing battle, they're fighting for you, their strength, they're getting weaker until you praise God.
Yep.
Then they become stronger and more able to fight for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where I got that.
I've heard that as well.
That
it's energizing.
That they need that praise too. That's what they do all the time. That's what they're used to. But and when they're fighting evil, they're getting drained by that. But and so our praises actually are creating spiritual strength. It creates protection for you, and it creates strength. And that's why the enemy is always working on your mind to make you complain, like Bill said. To complain or to attack others.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you just drain all the strength of God right away.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit doesn't like that. And but when you praise and are thankful and you say it out loud, it actually creates almost a force field around you.
That's good.
Being thankful. Literally, the enemy hates it and loathes it so much, he leaves.
Yep.
He doesn't like that happy, joyful, thankful blessedness coming out of you. He it repels him and he leaves. At least that seems
yep.
to be sometimes the case, right, Mark?
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that's good.
Definitely,
that's critical.
Definitely
what do you got, brother, in Acts 3? We're running short on time. We want to sort of wrap it up here pretty quick.
In Acts 3, you were looking at 7 through 10, and I'm going to back up a little
bit. Sure, back up a little.
This is the Aramaic English New Testament that I'm going to read from this time. And this man saw Shimon and Yohanan and entering the temple, and that's Simon and John. He was pleading with them to give him alms. Shimon and Yohanan stared at him, and they said to him, "Stare at us." And he stared at them while he was expecting to receive something from them. Shimon said to him, "Gold and silver I have not, but that which I have I will give to you in the name of Yeshua, the Mashiach, the Nazarene. Rise up and walk." And he took him by his right hand and raised him up. At that moment, his feet and his ankles were established, and he leaped up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple while walking and leaping and praising Elohim. And all the people saw him while walking and praising Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognized that he was that vagrant who would sit all day and ask for alms at the gate that was called Beautiful. And they were filled with amazement and wonder concerning the thing that had happened.
Mm-hmm. Another form of his healing power. His fantastic powers. I mean, he's got these powers that are just undeterminable. They're odd. They're mysterious to people that don't know him. And people that are wondering, what in the world are these guys talking about? Why are they so happy? And why are they so praiseworthy? Why are they so full of admiration and all... You know, there's no question about it. Why? It's all here in our library, right? 1 Thessalonians 3. Did anybody look that one up? Or was that one that I was going to do. Okay, I went on to Colossians. We'll go back to that. Write that down. 1 Thessalonians 3, 9, verse 9. It's some good things, but we don't have... time to do that one, but I wanted to talk about Colossians. In Colossians 3, talking about our responsibilities, and I want to start out with verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, you and me, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourself with compassion. kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues, put on love. Put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let that peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And then it says, be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all this wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. That says it right there. I ought to finish right there. I just had a couple of other verses that we wanted to follow up with.
What was that one again? That was really
that
powerful.
Was Colossians
3.
Yeah, chapter 3. Colossians, C-O-L, chapter 3.
Yeah.
And it started with verse 12, I started with. But you can read the whole darn thing. I mean, it's a great book. But 3 through
17.
Yes, through 17. Mm-hmm. 3 through 17. Leah, would you look up Psalm 107 while I'm thinking? 107. I don't think we hit 107. I might have. I want to repeat that, though. Psalm 107. And Mark, 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Those are the ones that I want to leave you with. Those verses there, we think about those and work on those during this week.
Verse.
Start out with, one. What does one start out with?
Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever.
Yes, I think I gave you that in the very beginning, and I just wanted to remember to bring that up again. That was one of the first verses that we looked at. And Mark, 1 Thessalonians 5, 18.
And in everything be thankful, for this is the will of Elohim in Yeshua the Mashiach concerning you.
It is the will, His will. Let His will guide you. Let His will work in your life, not your own. Forget yourself. If you can forget yourself, you're going to find out that things are going to
run more
smoothly.
That is straight into AA. That's one of the biggest premises in AA.
Sure.
That's one of our prayers. Let Thy will be done, not mine, O Lord.
That's one of our prayers. No question about it. And you know, I forget what the verse is, where it is, but you're talking about the fact that, you know, and this is another one of your AAs, you told me about this one, where don't be concerned, don't worry about things that you can't control. There's so many people get wrapped up into a deal where they say, oh my God, this thing is going on, and well, there's not a thing you can do about it. It's out of your control. You know, you just worry about your dealings with Yahweh and your dealings with fellow man. But don't get so depressed and so discouraged over something that the government has said, oh, this has got to happen. You know, this is a government mandate. This is a presidential proclamation. Ah, baloney, you know.
Give it up to the Lord.
Yeah, give it up.
Give it up.
That's right.
Give it up.
That's exactly
right. I've been getting that message a lot. Give it up.
Fantastic.
Give it up.
Fantastic. Well, that's important.
And be here right now. In the presence of the Lord.
That's right. Does anybody have any comments? on this. I think this is an important thing. I hope that we got something out of this, and that we can be more expressive, and that we can turn around and make sure that we have that strong relationship, you know, that to our Father, our Heavenly Father. You know, I lost my father a long time ago, and so I really understand that. And we've had our fathers, we've lost our fathers, we've lost our husbands, we've lost people that were authoritative in our life and who were the strongest. They were our backbone. But we don't have to worry, because we've got our Father Yahweh. So praise the Lord. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. Who would like to close in prayer tonight? Does anybody have the Spirit leading you to pray this evening, to thank Him for what's going on? Go ahead, anybody that wants to lead out. Orphe, is there anything that you would like to, or Leah? I don't. It doesn't make any difference.
Dearest Yahweh, we come before you through your sons in Yeshua. Just thank you for this night of fellowship. We thank you for the message which we received tonight. Mm-hmm. Let us apply it to our everyday life.
Yes.
We ask prayers for Alana tonight. Mm-hmm. Bless her and help her with her condition. We pray for Blue with his traveling and for his search for his daughter and connection with her.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for Jennifer's brothers, that you may help them and that they may find Yahweh and find you in their hearts again and accept you.
Yes.
We pray protection over them also. We pray for Sylvia's daughter, Christina, that you may help her and strengthen her and let her find her way to you. We pray for little Evan Wolf tonight also, yes, too. We pray that he may heal this precious little child that you brought into the world, Yahweh. And that a healing may come. And we pray for so many others. We lift them up in prayer to you at this moment. We ask you to please watch over every one of us and watch over ones who cannot be with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We are so thankful for everything you've given us, Yahweh. Forgive us for our complaints, for we know sometimes we're of the world, Yahweh. So help us that we may stay strengthened and know that these are just trials, mm-hmm. and that we should rejoice in these trials and be thankful for them. For we know that you love us so much that you'll pull us through anything, Yahweh, if we just trust. I thank you for all these ones in the room with me. We're family, we love each other, and we ask prayers for one another. We ask for protection to our families and our loved ones who cannot be with us. We ask for your protection over the week to come and to help us to be a source of light in this dark world.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for all things, Yahweh. We say all this. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.